good to be in the house of the Lord today with like believers. Amen. So we can fellowship and love on each other and still from a distance, of course, and love on God. Amen. Come in today and get refueled. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, recharged in the presence of the Lord. Today is our first day of the week. Amen. So when you get to church on Sunday and get the word and praise the Lord and all that good stuff, then Mondays, you don't have no blue Mondays. Amen. So we don't have blue Mondays. We're not blue Monday Christians. Start to say critters. Hallelujah. Pastor them's out of town visiting Scott this weekend. So we just pray they have a safe and blessed trip. We have other family members on vacation this week. Some has come back. So we just pray God's hedge protection around about them and they have a good time. Amen. I want to read you today a scripture from Psalms 139 and then we're going to pray. And this is an awesome reminder of how much God knows us. And when you get to a place to where you know that God knows you and that you know it, you can trust him more. Amen. Psalms 139, 14 through 18 tells us, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Wow. "You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there, and if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you." Wow. "The night will shine like the day, for darkness is light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was unformed body. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book beforehand." Not one of them came to me to be. "How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Wow, let's stand this morning. So this is just an awesome reminder of how God knows us, how God intimately knows us. Even before we were born, we were on his mind. He knows our thoughts. He knows our coming and going. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. His presence is always with us. And we are wonderfully made. And guess what? Our days are ordained by him. And we just become obedient and trust and walk in the path that he's already walked out for us. He's already walked our lives out from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning. And he calls us to walk out the middle by faith. Amen. And Father, we just welcome your Holy Spirit in this place today. We just lift our hands to you, God, and say it's all about you. And when we make it all about you, Jesus, everything else will fall into place. May we continually put our trust in you, to put our faith in you, God, and not ourselves, and not knowing what tomorrow may hold, but we know who holds tomorrow. And there's nothing, Lord, that we go through, God, that you're not there with us. Just like you were in the furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you delivered them, and so do you deliver your people today, God. We just thank you, Lord, and we trust you today, God. We choose to trust you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come into this place today. Set up on us, brood upon us. Every dream that we have, that it would be stirred up in us again today, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, invade this place today. From back door to the side door to the parking lot. Let your presence. And we just thank you for your word today. Thank you for this time of praise and worship. Thank you for the anointing that's upon our praise team, God. That it's a ministry. That it's a ministry. And now we worship you, Lord, today in spirit and in truth. And everybody said amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hold up a minute. Okay, I'm ready.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy
is amazing
grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. You've done for me.
Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
It's a great day to be able to be here this morning, though. Now, there's still some churches out there that are still not having service and have had to come back and not have service again this morning, but I'm glad we can be here with everyone again this morning. Go ahead.
Good news and great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth the peace among those who claim his baby rest. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. No, 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 my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, and every nation under him. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. No, 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 my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul, magnifies the Lord. Has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government, there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. My soul magnifies the magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us. He has done great things.
for us. He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us.
My soul,
magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
My soul,
magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
He has done great things. He has done great things.
Still and know you're in this place.
be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
I have to say, we got two songs switched at practice. And the same songs we switched at practice is the same songs we switched just then. Must have been meant to be for us to sing that song first before Come As You Are. Oh, we're going to take up the offering now.
Lay down your heart, come as you are.
This next song we're going to sing was actually a request. Danny requested this song. I've not done this in a long time, so y'all bear with us. We're having to sing with the music on YouTube. Sister Shirley.